Band of Skulls, To the Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on the lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
lemon chip show.
Playing September 19th at the Malkin Bowl within Stanley Park itself. That was Animal Collective there with one of the songs off of their new album, Centipede Hurts, something called Father Time. And Centipede Hurts is due out next week through Domino, but the album's already been streaming on Animal Collective's official website, which is, I believe, ianimalhome.net, although I believe a Google search should be able to assist out for that for exact URLness. Animal Collective is back to a four-piece after Deacon's absence during the Merriweather post-Pavilion days. And the band's turned back more to their live jam band roots, eschewing the heavy synth and sample sound over the past little while. And Centipede Hurts features more guitars and drums, though remaining still joyfully weird, especially if you've seen the video for today's Supernatural, which involves some sort of like wind-based dragon dune buggy thing. And all the face painting, too. So that's how we're going to begin this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's academically primed community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be Herf-Durf hamburgering it here until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can always email me at RadioFreeGak@gmail.com. So, as opposed to what was stated during the pre-recorded sore throats and clapping hands here, we're going to be looking at The Dark Knight Rises. In the background, we're going back to the second of three Christopher Nolan Batman films. This is from The Dark Knight. This is Hans Zimmer joined by James Newton Howard with Like a Dog Chasing Cars. So we're going to listen to a few pieces by Zimmer towards like 8:30, 8:40 or so from the third and final part of the trilogy and from The Dark Knight Rises. But we're also going to have a little bit of a solemn coda based on the theater shooting in a suburban Denver that happened on opening night. But first off, if you made it to the Waldorf on Saturday, you would have caught these local guys open up for Black Mountain. Lady Hawk. No E at the end there, just Lady Hawk, one word. They're ramping up for the release of their new album, No Can Do. And that's going to be through the Triple Crown label early in October. At which point, they'll be hitting the road. Cross-Canadian tour. And they'll be coming back here to Vancouver November 1st for a show at the Biltmore Cabaret. One song from No Can Do is already out. So this is going to be Lady Hawk. You Read My Mind. Here on Exploding Head Movies. CITR. Vancouver.
Oh,
on This Fringy Life. Life at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival is...
spacey.
Lonely. Sexy.
Untruthful.
Mind-bending.
And over the edge.
Each week, on August 22nd, August 29th, and September 5th, we choose two themes and bring you stories on those themes. Tune in on Wednesdays at 6:30 after the Arts Report for This Fringy Life, brought to you by the Arts Report and distributed by CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Download the podcasts at www.citr.ca.
So that's that start off with Nudie Lady Hawk. That was You Read My Mind. And that is going to be on the No Can Do album. Due out in October. Then from Montreal, we heard the Polaris-nominated Yamantaka Sonic Titan with Lamia. I can get the order mixed up. By the very least, that was the song we just heard. Yamantaka Sonic Titan's Lamia. It's a new single recorded for the Adult Swim Singles Program. And, they've sort of... The Cartoon Network channel's recording offshoots already had a bit of a series starting in June, including new releases by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Flying Lotus, and The Field, amongst others. And then there's some new music due up by them from Elite Gymnastics and Death Grips. Yamantaka Sonic Titan will have their debut album, YT/ST. That's going to be released early in September through Paper Bag Records. And it is one of the 10 finalists for the Polaris Prize, set to be awarded September 24th. And in between Lady Hawk and Yamantaka, we heard from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Roll Tide. There was the Dexateens with Neil Armstrong, and that's off their 2007 album, Hardware Healing. And the band went to a sort of hiatus after some of the members needed full-time work to pay the bills, but they partly reformed recently, though there's no word of new music. And of course, as you likely heard in the news, Neil Armstrong passed away this Saturday due to complications after heart surgery. At the age of 82. And Armstrong will definitely be a name known in history for quite some time, naturally, as being the first person to ever set foot on something other than our dear planet. That would be the moon. Armstrong was a devoted test pilot and engineer, showing humility after the success of the Apollo 11 mission back in 1969 by always touting the other astronauts who went into space and all the support that NASA provided again there. And his family indicated the best way to remember all his service is simply just to look up at the moon when it is up in the sky and give it a quick little wink. So, Godspeed, Neil. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Behind me, this is the Mogi Wonder Kids, Perry and Kingsley. And this is Pioneers of the Stars. And this is off their 1966 album, The Out Sound, from Way In. Coming up next, why don't we listen to some Charlotte Gainsbourg here. She's the daughter of Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. And amongst her albums, Gainsbourg's increasingly known for her daring acting roles, mostly with Lars von Trier. We saw her in Antichrist and Melancholia, and set to appear in the upcoming film Nymphomaniac. But off last year's half-live album Stage Whisper, this is Charlotte Gainsbourg with Paradisco.
Into
Sisters Edmonton, shout out. Out with part three of How Do I Maintain off their latest album, Spanish Moss and Total Loss. Parts one and two, I think they had a little Italo disco house thing going with the piano. But one and two appear on their previous album, 2008's Reintegration Time. And those guys are going to be playing along with Teen Days for a 12-inch release party at the Glory Days. As part of the Olio Festival, Saturday, September 22nd, at the Biltmore Cabaret. And before that, we heard Charlotte Gainsbourg with a Paradisco off of last year's Stage Whisper. It is 8 o'clock here. I'm Gak. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies. Coming up, let's listen to a little bit of Orbital here.
This is a call for artists with a community focus and performance artists for site-specific installation. Public Dreams is calling emerging, professional, and community artists of all disciplines to submit work that may be showcased as the marketing campaign for Illuminaris 2012. Public Dreams will bring the Illuminaris Lantern Festival back to Trout Lake. For submission guidelines, more information, or to donate, please visit publicdreams.org today.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
We'll be right back.
Theater Wednesday, September 26th, from their new album Wonky. That was Orbital with Beelzebub. And the fact that Orbital have returned may seem a little predictable in light of any other reunion, especially since the Hartnell brothers agreed mutually to retire Orbital in 2006. But the fact that they're touring again outside the UK feels totally welcome and based on Wonky. And the single actually came out last year. Some stuff I still have to play. Great stuff there. And in the background, this is George Fenton and Ken Freeman here with Electronic Kites. And this is off the 1980 KPM compilation, Hand Played by Robots. And Fenton hails from London, best known for scoring films such as Gandhi and Dangerous Liaisons. And Freeman worked primarily for TV and radio soundtracks, but he also built his own electronic instruments that were used by Pink Floyd and Mike Oldfield. Yo, this is GAC. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The name of this show is Exploding Head Movies, and later on we are going to take a look at The Dark Knight Rises. But we will let the robots guide us here to ambient waters, starting off with an old track by a local producer. And Scott Morgan, out of Vancouver here, records under the alias of Lossal, referring to the looping, oscillating command used in the C-Sound programming language for music. Morgan primarily produces sound effects for video games, but at one time he actually was a drummer for Destroyer, of all things. Lossal's most recent album is last year's Coast Range Arc, but we're going to go back to 2002 from the album Submerse, which sampled a whole bunch of classical music and had tracks named after submarines. This is going to be Argonaut 1.
September, Night Heat Promotions brings you two unique shows at the Waldorf Cabaret. On September 6th, Kishibashi will be playing with special guest The Last Bison. Then, on September 9th, enjoy more indie rock with Eternal Summers and their guests, Bleeding Rainbow. Tickets are on sale now at Red Cat and Zula Records or online at nightheat.ca. Doors for both shows open at 8 p.m. For more information, check out nightheat.ca.
Originally from Calgary, but now primarily based in New York. Let's try to raise the volume on this. I can barely hear it. All right. We heard Cal Bobby Dunn there with Dropping Sandwiches in Chester Lake. And that's off last year's Ways of Meaning album through the Desire Path Recordings label. That's Buffalo, New York. And Dunn's minimalist music focuses on the power of the drone, and he himself has even indicated that his music tests the limits of patience. Dunn's most recent album is a 2-CD package through Low Point called Bring Me the Head of Kyle Bobby Dunn. And he also released a 12-inch to the Kamino label called In Miserum Staircus. Music to look forward to in future episodes once I find copies. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR Vancouver. And behind me, this is a cue that Hans Zimmer did. It was sort of like one of the early working cues for The Dark Knight Rises. And this appears on the iPhone app for The Dark Knight Rises. This is called Silence Plus. And the entire app is sort of like an augmented soundtrack. The idea is that you're supposed to walk around, and based on where you are and what time of day it is, different tracks will correspond with what you're doing. So a more active thing, if you're walking around or running or going really fast, I think the action soundtrack kicks in. But Silence Plus kicks in for more of a nighttime, sitting still type thing. Before we actually get into the proper Dark Knight Rises soundtrack, well, let's listen to a little Dead Can Dance. The Melbourne act moved to London in 1982, and they shared their ethereal fusion of world music to Europe in the 80s, and then it caught on in North America in the 90s. Although Lisa Gerrard and Brendan Perry were on hiatus since 1998, barring a reunion tour in 2005, they've kept in touch and kicking around in one way or another as time permitted. And this year, Dead Can Dance released their first album since 1996's Spirit Chaser, and hopefully you caught them when they played in town as part of a world tour just a few weeks ago. So from their latest album, Anastasis, this is Dead Can Dance with Opium here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. like I wanna leave behind all these memories and walk through that door outside. The black night calls my name, but all roads look the same. They lead nowhere. They lead nowhere.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Dark Knight Rises soundtrack. We just heard A Storm Is Coming. In the background, I'm talking over On Thin Ice. And this is done by Hans Zimmer, who has worked embarked on all three of Christopher Nolan's Batman films, starting from Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and then concluding here with The Dark Knight Rises. And not much to really say, honestly. Nice thing, at least musically, is that it's maintained a solid connection between all three, sort of thematically. It's relatively consistent. The idea is that there's something called the bat tone, which is sort of like the da-da, just the two notes together there, which was something that Hans Zimmer in interviews indicated was something just totally subconscious when it was sort of picked out. But one of the things that sort of echoes throughout the theme all the time, too, is sometimes there's a lone boy voice, which harkens back to Bruce Wayne as a child, seeing his parents murdered. So the idea is this Batman persona is sort of his adolescence, like an arrested development adolescent sustained type thing. So Christian Bale continues and closes off this part of Batman and Bruce Wayne. All the regulars are in tow, and especially Anne Hathaway, Selene Kyle as the Catwoman, and the ever vicious Tom Hardy as Bane. Although they had to actually modify how his voice was between the trailer and some of the previews, and actually how the film came out, because people found it too undecipherable as he was speaking through that sort of modified inhaler face mask thing. At the very least, let's get some of these great cues out of the way, and we're going to have a nice little sort of like coda as well too in the end, unfortunately for sad reasons though. So from The Dark Knight Rises, we're going to listen to Hans Zimmer here with Gotham's Reckoning here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver. So from the Dark Knight Rises soundtrack, we heard Gotham's Reckoning, then a little bit of the Selena Kyle theme there, Mind If I Cut In, and then a mixture of the Bane and Batman themes there. Bane's has sort of like that entire like chanting aspect to it, and that was Rise, all by Hans Zimmer, and we can hear Despair in the background here. Now, one of the unfortunate things, which was really tragic, was on the debut, the red screen, the opening night in Aurora, Colorado, suburb of Denver. I lived close to there for a while. There was a shooting. Someone dressed up as a Joker of sorts and sort of snuck in halfway through the film and started taking care of a lot of people by guns. And there was like 12 people dead and over 50 injured. In light of that, Warner Brothers, the producers of the film, they sort of withheld what the weekend box office numbers were. Christian Bale made some phone calls to those people recuperating in the hospital, along with some of the Denver Broncos. But amongst that as well, too, Hans Zimmer actually released a bit of music to help commemorate those lives. And this was published to iTunes and all the royalty proceedings, going to a fund established for the victims. So this is going to be Hans Zimmer again, but in tribute to the people in Aurora. This is simply called Aurora. So by Hans Zimmer, in the memory of Jonathan Blunk, Alexander J. Boyk, Jesse Childress, Gordon Cowden, Jessica Gowie, John Larimer, Matt McQuinn, Michaela Medic, Veronica Moser Sullivan, Alex Sullivan, Alexander C. Teves, Rebecca Wingo, and then the, I guess, the fetus of Veronica Moser Sullivan, or I guess Ashley Moser. Getting the names mixed up there since there was a miscarriage suffered in the midst of that. So there was all the victims who died in the Aurora Shrouding. And Hans Zimmer wrote that last piece, Aurora, in tribute to those people. And then the other 58 others that were injured in the Aurora Shrouding for The Dark Knight Rises. And in the background, this is something off of the Howl soundtrack. This is Carter Burwell with Now Denver's Lonesome for Her Heroes. That's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week, coming up at 9 p.m. Just a few minutes away here. It is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he'll guide you to midnight, at which point our broadcast day kind of closes as the robots take over. But things will pick up again 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Pacific Pickin'. If you missed any of this week's episode, I believe the podcast server is functioning again, thanks to Ben Lye and his handiwork after the hard drive failed. So do check out CITR.ca. You'll find this show, once it's up there, and past shows. You can also search Facebook and Twitter, Tumblr, Google+, Mixcloud, all those wonderful things. But you can always email me at radiofreeyak@gmail.com. So next week, it is Labor Day, and more importantly, it is going to be the start of the UBC school year, so things will be picking up here on campus. And I'll just have actually get that BBC Radiophonic Workshop thing ready. It's been a little difficult to listen to all those bloops and bleeps, but we'll have it all programmed properly for you. Otherwise, let's close off with Blitz and Trapper side project. It's named Denver, and from their self-titled release that just came out, this is going to be the way it is. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you in September.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with, guess who? Gavin Walker.